In New York City, there are a lot of birds, so many that reporter Brad Klein has been given the bird beat at member station WNYC, and that has led him to some thinking about the classification of nature.
This is a story about the different types of birds, and I don't mean the different families and species. I mean the good birds and the bad birds, the ones we like and the ones we don't. And by we, I mean I. Most of New York is dominated by just three birds, small, medium, and large: house sparrows, European starlings, and pigeons. Learn just this, and you are an urban naturalist, able to identify 99% of the birds you'll see on the street. Although scientists are too spineless these days to divide the natural world into good and bad animals, I'm here to tell you that these are bad birds. They are messy. They have unappealing songs. They are not native to America. The truly wild pigeons live in caves thousands of miles away, while ours live by eating trash and panhandling the elderly. So when I took up bird watching, I considered any bird, not one of those three, to be a good bird. Now, there are places in New York where the good birds have a chance. One of these is a 2-acre portion of the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. It's known as the local flora section. It's like a diorama at the Natural History Museum come to life. Completely man-made, but it portrays a wide variety of ecosystems. And for migrating birds, homesick for a bog or a pine barren, it's like a magnet. James Cordray is the gardener who tends this refuge.
It's a great quiet place to sit and watch the birds. I mean, even myself, I've already seen more interesting birds than I had seen living in the suburbs my whole life. You know what I mean? All kinds of warblers.
So we'd like to hear your satellite sister story. On today's show, you heard from one of our role models, Jill Kerr-Conway. Tell us how a mentor helped you define your path in life. You can reach us at 1-877-913-1122. Or you can log on to satellitesisters.com. We pick up our mail at post office.
The woodpecker's like...
That was several weeks ago. And when I told a local expert about that nest, she said to me, oh, the red-bellied woodpecker. A few years back, that was a good bird. And by good, she, in the vocabulary of birdwatching, meant uncommon in this area, rare. The red-bellied used to be a southern woodpecker, but in the last 50 years it has been venturing further north. It may be due to global warming, but I for one am glad to have this critter in New York. And this one was intent on excavating a nest hole and had only one distraction. Outside the Botanic Garden is a traffic circle where a surprising number of motorists choose to run the red light as they turn onto Flatbush Avenue. And quite often there is a squad car and a $100 fine waiting for them, which seemed to bother this particular woodpecker, who himself looks a little like a police car, black and white with a bold red stripe on his head for the siren. Each time a driver was stopped, he'd fly over the garden fence and chirr in the direction of the cars. It may be that he thought the police car itself was some sort of huge Big Apple woodpecker. Here's the bird, and here's the car. Bird, car. I thought at the time that this might be my contribution to urban ornithology. But when I returned to test my theory, I found that the woodpecker had been driven away, not by New York's finest, but by the medium-sized street bird, the starling. The starling cannot excavate its own nest hole, so all over the city, it drives off the larger but mild-mannered red-bellied woodpecker, and it steals its home.
And a lot of people have animosity towards like starlings because they were imported into this country. They didn't originate here. But they didn't come for this purpose. They just here surviving too. This is tough. It's tough issues.
Tough issues for responsible ecologists, maybe. But I say, starlings bad, woodpeckers good. This past weekend, one of the binocular crowd asked if I'd seen any good birds, in the sense of hard to find. I told her there was a black pole warbler in a nearby tree, a somewhat uncommon late migrant. But instead of looking pleased, she said, oh, I hate to see that warbler. It means that spring is coming to an end. It is often remarked that watching nature carefully makes the passage of time much more tangible, both exciting and poignant. And now I'm thinking that there are indeed good birds and bad birds, and from time to time, even bittersweet, sad birds. For National Public Radio, I'm Brad Klein in New York City.